a better state. State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. This is the Intersource pregame show.
Intersource is your source for DirecTV, HughesNet, and much, much more.
Intersource, 815-1800.
And good evening. Welcome to Siegel High School tonight as the Stars take on the Tullahoma Wildcats. Hope you enjoyed the Raider win over ULM, a rout over at the Murphy Center, and hopefully we'll get the same here tonight in our rebroadcast of the Siegel-Tullahoma game. Ryan Barrett and joined in a few moments here by Phil Dye as we bring you this State Farm 4AAA tournament basketball coverage. Starting lineups for the Tullahoma Wildcats from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies and Game Day's Team Sports. Number 10, Van Williams, senior. Number 20, Markel Hickerson, senior. Senior Joseph Landon, make that London, Joseph London, number 23 to get the start tonight. Number 31, Justin Hill, a senior. And number 34, Tyler Fishback, a senior. Fishback missed two games of the district tournament because of an ejection in the last game of the regular season, had to miss two games, but he is back in the lineup tonight for Tullahoma. Williams, Hickerson, also London, Hill, and Fishback, the starting lineup for the Wildcats. For the Siegel Stars, number 35, Aiden Burton. He is a 6'2 junior guard, Burton. Number 50, Damian Clark, 6'5 senior forward, Clark. Charles Clark, number 10, 5'11 junior guard, Charles Clark. Dominique Gooch, he wears number 20, 5'7 junior wing, Gooch. And number 22, Ryan Jones, 5'5 senior, make that junior guard, Jones. Jones, Gooch, Clark, Clark, and Burton, the lineup for the Siegel Stars, and Ben Dodson. Coming into this contest, Tullahoma is 16-12 on the year. The Siegel Stars are 25-4. Those starting lineups from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Day's Team Sports. And joining me now to break down this game, all this action that's going on here tonight, Phil Dye of the Dye's Cast here on WGNS. Mr. Dye, how are you, sir?
Doing well, Brian. It certainly is loud in here tonight.
It is pretty loud in the gym this evening.
And it's not from the fan support. It is the music that is blaring.
Yeah, kind of a thin crowd here so far. Tullahoma did bring a few, and hopefully a few more people will be filing on in. The Siegel Stars in the home white uniforms with Nation on the front and a little navy and silver trim. Tullahoma in the road maroon uniforms with silver and black. Ready to tip it up here. Damian Clark and Fishback going to jump. The official going to have a redo here. And this one going to be controlled by the Stars. They're moving left to right, and we're underway here. Underneath, Clark has it stolen away after a great pass to him, so a turnover for the Stars to get things started.
Third meeting this year for Tullahoma and Siegel, Brian. Siegel winning easily in both the first two matchups.
Fishback dishes outside, gets it to Hill, now back to the top of the key, and ball stolen away. Jones on the fast break, goes up in the lane, fires it up, no good. Rebound tipped up by Clark, no good. Damian Clark, the second time, gets it to fall. Nice work there inside by Damian Clark, and the Stars leading now 2-0. Going right side, Hickerson. Bounce pass here to the left wing. Rip it around the horn. Back to Hickerson now. Backs in, backs out. Dishes near side to Williams. The three ball is up, and it is no good. Rebound, Siegel. Charles Clark, great bounce pass underneath to Jones. Missed the layup because he's fouled, but how Charles Clark got that pass in there, I don't know.
Well, it was just to a streaking Ryan Jones, and they get up and down the floor. You know this as well as I do. They can move it, and Ryan Jones just caught the pass streaking through.
Fans Heating and Air free throw for Jones. He hits the first. Very good free throw shooting team, the Siegel Stars. Fans Heating and Air providing unparalleled product, service, and support since 1966. The second toss off the front of the rim. I'm going to quit doing that. It happens every time. 3-0.
put the jinx on.
Apparently. They pass up the floor, get it across the timeline, and now throw it away. Gooch down the far sideline. No look inside to Jones, who dumps it down low, right side to Clark. And Charles has it partially blocked. It goes out of bounds off of Tullahoma and Hickerson.
Well, that looked like it could have been a foul call. They may be letting them play tonight.
McGee checked into the game. Charles Clark for three from the left wing. It's good. Charles Clark with the first bank three-point basket puts Siegel up 6-0. Tullahoma has turned the ball over a lot, and now they've done it again. Stripped away by the Stars. Feed into the corner to Charles Clark. Back to Burton for the long distance. Dial in. Yes, sir. Count the basket. Aiden Burton, first bank three.
That's 5 quick points off of 3 turnovers right now.
Almost turned it over again. Fish back on the floor, and they say he traveled. They do turn it over. Unrelenting pressure by the Stars here in the early going.
He just lost his footing there when he went down. Could not gain control of the ball before he rolled over, and officials called the travel.
Jones walking it across the timeline now. Pass here to the right wing to Burton. In the corner, Dominique Gooch, fadeaway jumper near the three-point line. No good, and now Burton's going to foul on the rebound. He fouled London. And it is on Burton, just double-checking to make sure. 5:44 to go in the first. It's 9-0 for the Siegel Stars. Hill, the toss into Hickerson. Hickerson picked up about three-quarter court. Passes here near side to Fishback. Fishback double-teamed, and now here's the ticky-tack foul.
Another quick whistle.
That's on Clark. Maybe not. It is not on Clark. That's on Charles Clark, not Damian.
Looked like they were going to let him play, and as you said, the ticky-tack has begun.
Hill working it now between the rings. Pass here to Williams, near side. Top of the key, London has it. Bounces it over right side to Hill. One of the few times they haven't turned it over. Now Fishback settles for three. It's no good. Gooch with the rebound. Bounce pass going to be off of the shoe top of Hickerson.
Actually, only the second field goal attempt for Tullahoma tonight so far.
Siegel off to a 9-0 start here in this game. 5:10 left in the first. Jones flips it out here to Clark, right wing. It's Charles Clark to Burton. Fakes, drives, goes baseline. 10-footer won't fall, but rebound, Gooch. He flips it back out. They're going to call 3 seconds. And that's this officiating crew is down from the Chattanooga area, and they will call the 3 seconds.
I'm not sure they had the ball 3 seconds after the rebound there. Maybe 1.5.
That is one to that's a call we're going to see a lot of tonight, I think. Right wing, Hill. Back around to the near side. Hickerson, the three from the left wing, no good. Burton with the rebound to Jones. Ryan across the timeline. No look pass to Burton in the corner. Back to Charles Clark. Goes to get it. Now Burton, baseline three-pointer. Up, no good. Tipped out by Gooch. And run down here by Tullahoma's Hickerson. Hickerson throws it across the court. Driving, far side, Hill. Could get it underneath the Fishback. Miss the lay-in. And rebound, Gooch. Gooch to Jones. Jones down the near sideline. No look into Damian Clark. Kisses it in off the glass. My
what
goodness.
A pass that was.
Damian Clark with the assist. Ryan Jones, 11-0 run to start this first quarter.
And another turnover.
That's Dominique Gooch to Clark. Underneath, they get it to Jones. Stops. Tries to pop it. The foul comes. He bobbled the pass without the bobbling of the pass there. I think he would have laid that one in easily.
They are
on Hill.
They are getting right up and down the floor tonight. 11-0 run to start this game. Looks like it could be more from the free throw line.
This toss is good by Jones. Fans heating and air free throw attempt number 2 coming up for Ryan. Shot it and missed it. They've hit 1 of 2, or hit 2 of 4, 50% from the foul line. 12-0 That's the start to the game for the Siegel Stars. Fish back, driving the lane, stolen away from London. Long pass up, Dominique Gooch, layup from the right side is good. This is a runaway so far.
Tullahoma has no answer for the quickness of the Siegel team right now, and it's just turnover after turnover, six already here midway through the first.
3:20 left here in the first. Pass right side to Price. Zane Price, who's in the game. Hickerson drives, pull up in the paint, got it to fall. So a 14-0 run to start the game. Now it's 14-2, 3 minutes to go. Lob, Damian Clark going baseline, and now it's Trey Trice in the game. Couldn't bring it in.
I think Clark expected Trice to be out on the wing, and he broke to the basket, and the pass just went errant.
Very loud Tullahoma crowd. You can probably hear them behind us. They're very excited.
That first basket woke them up.
I guess. Williams to Hickerson, crossing the timeline, pulls up for three, in and out. Rebound, Burton with it now. Burton down the floor, quickly. Stops, and then fouled. And that is going to be on London.
Have to go with the referee on that one. You can hear the slap over here.
Charles Clark, very near us here to inbound, triggers it in from the near sideline. Jones looks over to Coach Ben Dotson. Gets the play, passes to Charles Clark, right wing. 2.5. Looking at a 2-3 zone, it looks like. Clark dumps it low, finds Trice. Trice going to be fouled as he goes up and misses the toss in.
Another quick pass inside by Siegel and pays off with the foul call.
I believe they called that one on London. Trey Trice at the foul line, sophomore, toes it. It's good.
I'm going to go on and say he makes the second one this time, Brian. I don't want you to jinx it. I'll take credit for it if the miss comes.
All right. Fans heating an air free throw for the lefty. Shot it and got it. Two free throws there for Trey Trice. 16-2.
Full
Siegel
court
Stars.
Pressure.
2:15. Driving the lane. Hickerson has it stripped away from behind. Long pass up. This could be trouble. Charles Clark flushes it down the drain.
Pressure just unrelentless right now.
5 points for Clark. Driving right side. No good by Hickerson. Down the floor, Charles Clark in the lane. He's going to be fouled two or three times, and they finally call it.
I think they've got it on the floor. That'll probably be a non-shooting foul.
Hickerson tried to foul Charles at least twice before they finally called it because he had already gotten by him. Burton goes out, and Tay Martin comes into the game to inbound and does to Jones, and Jones going to be hacked and fouled by Van Williams.
The Tullahoma zone just not working right now. Siegel players able to slip inside and get easy passes.
We'll have all the scores from tonight's action coming up. Jones at the fans heating and air free throw line. This one is good. Update you at the halftime on all the finals. Second one is good as well. Jones with four, all from the foul line, 20-2. By the time you're hearing this, we should have all the finals in. Rafferty Cleary back at the station will update your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Three up, no good by Hill. And they're only getting one shot at it. Lots of rebounds for the Stars. Driving the lane, Jones fires it up wildly, misses this one. Rebound, Tullahoma.
Siegel back quickly on defense, though.
Hill to Hickerson, now in the left corner. The three ball, he was open. Shot no good by Williams. Rebound, Fishback, trapped in the corner. Long baseball pass out front to Hickerson, drives the lane. Now from the left elbow, put up a brick. Rebound, John A. Simpson clearing it out. Just checked into the game.
1 minute to go here in the first, 18 points, Siegel lead.
Gooch to Jones. Jones steps in, backs out, facing a double team. Now back out front to Martin.
They may be content just to let the clock run and take one shot here.
Well, they certainly don't like this zone they see. They throw it inside to Simpson. He wasn't expecting the pass. Now coming up the floor, Jones is going to trip Fishback. And that's first foul on Jones, his first. He'll be out of bounds on the far sideline. Tickerson gets it in. Now the lob underneath. Simpson going to foul. Fishback.
Came over the back.
Simpson's first foul. And it's Tullahoma's basketball underneath their basket. Triggering it in to Price is Williams. Now Williams gets it back, drives the lane, goes in there. They're going to call an offensive foul, or they're going to call a foul right before on Martin, I believe.
I think they called the foul after the travel. He took about three steps, then ran right into Martin, and they got Martin for the foul.
Martin does indeed pick up the foul. 30 seconds, the inbound to Price, looks over the three, and it's out of bounds off of Ben Dotson's shoe top. Guess it was tipped out by Siegel somehow. Price with 23 seconds gives it up. Foul line jumper, Hickerson, no good. And rebound, Gooch. Gooch to Jones. They're not shooting well either. And a timeout, Siegel. They take a 30-second timeout, which we'll take right here. And remind you that the Bob Parks auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug will get you immediate results. There's no better way to sell your property than with the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction with Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold. Our State Farm 4AAA tournament coverage brought to you in part also by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tax Service, and Game Day's Team Sports. Siegel basketball, 14 seconds left in the quarter. The inbounds toss to Jones. Jones over to Clark, left wing. That's Charles Clark with 7 with 6. To Aiden Burton with 5 with 4. The feed to Trice has it stripped away with 1 second, and now there's your horn. The end of the first quarter is here, 20-2. It's been all Siegel Stars here on State Farm 4AAA tournament coverage from WGNS. Back in 1 minute. We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orfis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
Hi, I'm Andy, and we're Intersource. We offer the best in TV, internet, phone, home theater, and much, much more. If you're looking for
a superior sales experience,
815-1800.
An installation experience with attention to detail,
815-1800.
Extraordinary customer service,
815-1800.
A company that cares about taking care of you,
815-1800.
Go to the source.
Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
FM 100.5. FM 101.9. AM 1450.
Back into State Farm for AAA region tournament coverage. State Farm Prep Sports on GNS is brought to you by in part State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, located at 125 Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard. Go to a better state with State Farm agent Jeannie Allman.
Inbounds play here by Zane Price. Get it underway here for the Tullahoma Wildcats, trailing 20-2. It's been all Siegel. Three-pointer fired up from long range. No good by Hickerson. And out of bounds off of Tullahoma. Siegel basketball. Stars flexing their muscle here. Here in the early going.
Tullahoma now just 1 for 12 shooting from the floor.
Jones in the backcourt. Spent some time talking to Coach Ben Dotson. now gets it across the timeline just in time. They try to burn it underneath to Damian Clark, and it's a Siegel turnover as Price steps in front of it. Three ball up from the right wing by Hill, no good. They're not getting any offensive rebounds, Tullahoma.
Not at all.
Jones back out front, and Burton takes a nice hit to the nose by Fishback.
That looked like a seventh round knockout punch. I'm surprised he's not got any blood coming from his nose.
Burton is awfully good at the adding a little extra emphasis to his fouls, which there's nothing wrong with that. And it certainly helped him in that regard, although he did take quite the blow.
No emphasis needed on that one.
Burton is at the charity stripe. The first toss is good. As Siegel's already in the 1-1, he'll have another. Burton with four. Hit a first bank three in the first quarter. Tullahoma looks very disinterested in this game, too. Second toss, this one's good as well. From the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, 893-7930. Hickerson throws it up the floor. Hickerson to Williams. Williams fakes the three, doesn't take it, to Hill. Hill, bounce pass out front, finds Hickerson. Now right side. Hill's three off the mark. A little long and rebound. Siegel, Gooch, long pass up the floor to Damian Clark and threw it away.
Siegel committing their share of turnovers tonight as well. We're tied at 7 in the turnover category.
22-2. 2 points so far in the first quarter and 1 minute for Tullahoma. They're in the backcourt and have to throw it up the floor, and they turn it over again.
Sloppiness is the key to this game right now.
Their 8 turnovers combined with only 5 rebounds, and their shooting from the field has been disastrous.
1-for-14 right now.
It has not been a very good Tullahoma quarter. They're still in the 2-3 zone. Charles Clark fires up the three from long range. It is up, no good. Rebound, Damian Clark missed it, got his own rebound. Tries to muscle it up there, and he's hacked and fouled.
Siegel really crashing the offensive boards, and that's where they're getting a lot of putbacks. Tullahoma does not have an offensive rebound at this point.
Foul is on Justin Hill, his second foul. Damian Clark going to the line, should be shooting two here. Shot it and got it to roll through. Winners tonight in boys region play will play on Tuesday over at Oakland in the semifinals. Fans Heating and Air free throw number 2 does not fall for Damian Clark. Bounce pass going underneath, trying to go baseline. Williams, it's no good. Rebound, Charles Clark. Up the floor, finds Burton. Burton, the lob underneath to Damian Clark, tipped out of bounds. And it will be Siegel's basketball.
Tuesday night should be an interesting night as well, though it is win or go home, as always.
That's the same thing in this game. Gooch for three, no good, front of the rim. Burton with the rebound, actually didn't get it in there, tipped it out, and now Price has lost it. Jones throws it away. Turnovers, I hope you can keep up there, Phil.
That's 8-8 right now, and Siegel just almost playing playground ball because it seems like they can.
23-2, 21-point lead. Price deep in the right corner, driving Hickerson, left wing, three is good by Van Williams. Now Gooch driving right side, the official calls a travel on Gooch. The three girls that are sitting behind us that get awfully excited when Tullahoma hits a basket. I'm glad they've only gotten 5 points in 2 baskets.
They've been excited twice, I'll say that.
5:53, just under 6 minutes to go in the first half. 23-5, Siegel. Left wing, Hickerson finds Fishback, glides in the lane. One-handed hook shot up and good. Fishback, his first basket tonight, their star player. Jones to Damian Clark, to Burton. Burton gets it up to Simpson off the glass. John A. Simpson with the toss in from the left side.
5 passes in about a second and a half right there.
Simpson bobbled that, but brought it down and got off a nice shot. Three from the left wing. Williams is no good. Fishback with a rebound. Tips it out to Hill. Now a ball on the floor. In trouble is Hill. Trapped. And finally finds Price. Price to Hickerson. Foul line. Double pump out to Williams. And they get it back outside and reset.
Siegel just intense with the defense right now, not letting him have any open looks.
Long three from the right side. Hickerson, they are warming up just a little bit. Got a three from Hickerson and from Williams, 25-10. Three by Burton for the answer, no good. Simpson tipped it over to Damian Clark, who gets it in high off the glass. 7 points for Damian Clark. Hickerson from the left wing, fires up the three, an in-your-face three. It's no good. Rebound tipped right over to Simpson, and Siegel up the floor. Gooch finds Burton now to John Simpson at the foul line. To Jones. Jones gets it back into Simpson, uses the glass from the left block. It's good. John A. Simpson with four, all in this quarter.
Back up to a 19-point lead, a little spurt by Tullahoma, but Siegel answers right back.
Left side. They throw it away, trying to go out of bounds to Hickerson. Middle Tennessee men a winner, 87-46 over Louisiana Monroe. Man, what a lopsided game.
MTSU has been putting teams away on their home court.
That's taking them to the woodshed.
Yes, it is.
Underneath, Hill flips it back out, and they're going to call a foul here on Siegel, I believe. Check it out. 2-0, so that is a foul on Gooch. First foul for him. Looks like we've got substitution for Hill as well. Inbounds, and off the glass is Van Williams.
Nice set play for Tullahoma that time. Just a little alley-oop in and bank off the glass.
Charles Clark with the first bank three from the right wing. Nothing but net. Lead back at 20 in the lane. Shot will not fall for Hickerson. Loose ball run down by Dalton Cox, who's in the game. Then he lost it.
Believe it's
Gooch picked it up, and it's going to be Siegel ball. Was it tipped out
by
Siegel?
I think it's Tullahoma ball, Brian.
It is Tullahoma basketball. Cox to inbound. And that should have been Price driving, and it is. Price double-teamed, in trouble, flips it out right side, going baseline is Hickerson. No good. Rebound Siegel. Jones, they reach in. How's that not a foul? Jones at the foul line, lost the basketball. Price down the near sideline, has it tipped away by Charles Clark, who almost exits the arena. Thank goodness for that door. And it will be Tullahoma basketball here on the near baseline. But 2:48 to go in the second, 32-12, Siegel. Lob, they get it to Hickerson, now right wing. Three ball up, no good by Fishback. They got their own rebound. Hickerson, now they've lost it.
Don't think he ever really got control of that ball when he came down. The Siegel hands just slapping it away.
Going to be Siegel's basketball right in front of their bench. Stars moving from left to right. As we see it, McGee, DJ McGee into the game here for the Stars. 2.5 to play, 20-point lead. McGee has it right wing, looking inside. Finds Damian Clark, turns, spins off the glass, missed it. Rebound, goes out of bounds off of Tullahoma. They save it, Trice drives the lane and travels. Now, how in the world could he see that?
From half court, he makes the call, though.
Fishback triggers in the play. Full court pressure here by the Stars. Back over to Price. Price fakes the bounce or long pass. They get a 30-second timeout. Tullahoma does. And that's a timeout that we will take as well here on State Farm for AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Paul Dinaburo's third annual event, March 15th at Lanes, Trains and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. Go to pauldinaburo.com and see how you can give hope to kids fighting childhood cancer.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
The State Farm 4AAA Tournament Basketball Action. Brought to you tonight in part by Thompson Services, Animal City, Midas of Murfreesboro, Music World Drummers Den, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton.
Brian Barrett, Bill Dye here with you tonight from Siegel. 20-point lead for the Stars. And cutting into that is Van Williams. He hit another three. Long pass down, intended for McGee. He thought he was fouled. Tullahoma with the rebound, and now Charles Clark steps in the way. Hustling after the ball, they're going to call a foul on Charles.
He was going to make sure he was not going uncontested to the hole that time.
Minute 51 left here in the first half.
Halftime score from MTCS, Brian. MTCS leads McEwen 36-17.
Obviously, when we get the scores here from Rafferty, he'll have the finals for us on all of the games. Here's we rebroadcast our action here from Siegel this evening. I'll let him catch us up on all of the finals during the halftime, which we're about a minute 50 away from that. Apparently there was a bloody knee, so they may have to do some cleaning of the floor here.
Maybe an elbow. It looks like he's wiping his arm off over on the sideline.
Now Tullahoma's going to have to sub. But instead of subbing, they take a timeout, which we will take as well. 1 minute break for us here on State Farm 4AAA Tournament Basketball from WGNS.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street across from Toots.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's crown jewel.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
People are concerned about the rising costs of funeral expenses today. This is Lenny Farmer, and I want to show you how, by pre-funding your funeral at Jennings & Ayers, we can guarantee that the funeral you pay for today will not cost you a dime more at your passing. People just like you are coming to Jennings & Ayers to pre-arrange their funerals because they realize funeral prepayment is one of those sure things that just makes good sense, financially and emotionally. Call us today at 893-2422 and let us show you how we can help you save.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tonight brought to you in part by Intersource, DirecTV, Internet and more at 815-1800. Check out basketball tournament brackets, scores, and more at GoPrimetimeSports.com. Just click on the Intersource Tournament central icon.
Thank you very much there, Phil Dye. We have kind of a lopsided affair. Same thing happened over at the Murphy Center today, 87-46. Raider men a winner over ULM. Free throw up no good by Hickerson on the 1-1, so he doesn't get the second. 32-16, Siegel with the ball. McGee drives the lane, throws it away. Turnover for the Stars.
That makes 13 for the game now.
Hill gives it off in the corner to Williams. Now back to Hickerson, drives in the lane, off the glass, it's good. 7 points for Hickerson, 8 for Williams to lead the way. And loose ball tipped around, back-to-back turnovers for the Stars.
They're doing about everything right except holding on to the ball right now.
Bounce pass to Fishback, gets in the lane, tipped away. Burton runs down the loose ball, good hustle there. And a Siegel timeout. And it's of the 30-second variety. We'll step aside as well with 107 to go in the first half. 32-18, Siegel leading Tullahoma.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. We can take care of you.
call Thompson Services. We'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281. Make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Welcome back into Siegel, State Farm 4 AAA Regional Tournament action. Bill Dye and Brian Barrett. State Farm is brought to you tonight by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
Lady Raiders a winner over Louisiana Monroe, 74-53 earlier today. The Raider men also winners as well. So twin wins for the Big Blue at the Glass House this afternoon. Charles Clark out front. You're not missing any of the action here. They're kind of stalling. They're bringing some pressure out on the ball, but sagging back, Tullahoma is. 40 seconds to go here in the first half. Tay Martin. Bounce pass to Charles Clark. He's near the timeline. Back over to Martin. They spread the floor here, 30 seconds.
Tullahoma really not worried about coming out and guarding right now. They're just passing the ball back and forth.
Hickerson's just going back and forth between Martin and Clark to make sure they pass the ball off. 18 seconds. Clark with 16. Over to Martin with 13 now. Right wing. Lob over to Charles Clark. Uses a pick. Now another throws turnover. It away. Williams, it's returned over. Charles Clark down the floor quickly to Damian Clark. Cutting through Burton off the glass. Won't go. And there was no foul called. That's the end of the first half of action. With the Siegel Stars leading the Tullahoma Wildcats by a score of 32-18, and we are at halftime. Stay tuned. We'll have all of your stats coming up, as well as an update on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard and much more as we continue here on State Farm for AAA Tournament Basketball from WGNS.
This is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. And everybody's heard, you are what you eat. Well, that saying holds true for pets as well. And here at Animal City, we carry a full line of premium foods to keep your pets happy, healthy, and well. And when you come see us at Animal City, make sure to leave time to visit with our locally raised and rescue puppies and kittens. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's next to the bowling alley.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Gondolier offers fine Italian and Greek cuisine at affordable prices. Be sure to check their website to learn more about their $4.95 lunch specials and their daily dine-in deals, which include a kids' night, seniors' day, date night, and charity event. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Tired of spending your hard-earned money on storage rental fees? This is Lester Martin. Use your tax refund and free yourself. Martin's Home and Garden has a wide selection of well-built mini barns perfect for storage and no more monthly storage fees. We offer 6 months same as cash, and you can rent to own for as low as $69.95 a month. Plus, we have play sets and playhouses to make summer fun for the little ones.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality protection and claim service. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne and Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes, alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan. 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Good evening, folks. Rafferty Cleary joining you here in station to give you an updated Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. But first, do want to remind everyone what you're listening to right now is a tape delay from the Region 4 AAA tournament action matchup between Siegel and Tullahoma that was played earlier tonight. So right now, I'll give you a bunch of finals from the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Again, all these games were played earlier tonight. And the good news is we've got good news for you. Most of all of Murfreesboro teams came out with victories tonight. But in the four AAA tournament scores that are finals, Lawrence County was defeated by Blackman 77-35. Oakland defeated Franklin County 51-45. And Laverne got a close one here, defeated Lincoln County 65-64. Lincoln County missed a late free throw in that game, so Laverne came out with a victory there. And, of course, this game that you're listening to right now, Tullahoma at Siegel, Siegel would go on to win this game 70-50. And in the Region 5 AAA tournament, McEwen was defeated by MTCS, so another Murfreesboro school, moves on, and Joe Burns was defeated by Eagleville 66-48. So that's another Murfreesboro team to move on in tournament action. As for the MTSU teams today and on the hardwood, Lady Raiders defeat UL Monroe 74-53, and MTSU, the men, defeated UL Monroe 87-46. And again, all those scores are final and were played earlier today. Right now, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll get you back to the Tullahoma-Siegel tape delay game with Brian Barrett and Phil Dye.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now, when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-888. My Roscoe.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
So what sets Murfreesboro Automotive apart from the other auto repair shops?
If you need something fixed, I promise you, he's going to fix it. He's going to do it right.
Kelly Holcomb has been a longtime customer of Murfreesboro Automotive.
Every time I come up here, I'm just amazed. They do the kind of job for that amount of money, and he's got a customer for life with me.
We will give an estimate before any work is performed so that when you pick your vehicle up, you'll know exactly how much it is. No surprises at Murfreesboro Automotive, located between Chili's and Chewy's, just off of Broad Street.
We are at Olympus Athletic Club here in Murfreesboro, and we're asking people why they joined Olympus.
I love working out. They've got the weights I need and all the cardio that I need, and I just love the atmosphere here and the whole nine yards.
Olympus Athletic Club has two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville and one in Spring Hill.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. We have the least expensive, most intensive athletic clubs in Middle Tennessee.
Get in the best shape of your life. Join Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
Stop by Reefsane Medical for some refreshing respiratory advice. Did you know that insurance companies often cover the cost of CPAP and BiPAP machines and supplies? Our four respiratory specialists can help you overcome a sleep disorder or other respiratory issue during a private, on-site consultation or a home visit. This is Lori St. Smith at Reefsane. Call Reefsane Medical at 896-5864 or visit us at 1809 Memorial Boulevard.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We are back here on the Ideas Tees Between Game Show. Ideas Tees, the place here in Rutherford County for MTSU Wear. They're operators of Lightning's Locker Room. They're gearing up for baseball season as well. They have the new Nike tees, new era on the field flat bill hats, just like the players wear, and the new white Sunday hats as well. Don't miss your chance to wear this new Blue Raider gear. Visit Lightning's Locker Room, 910 Richley Road. Got stats here at the half. It's the Ideas Tees halftime show. I think I said between games, but only one game tonight. Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Day's Team Sports with the stats for Tullahoma. 8 points for Van Williams, 7 for Markel Hickerson, and 2 for Tyler Fishback. For the Seagull Stars, 7 points for Damian Clark, 5 for Aiden Burton, 8 points for Charles Clark, 4 points for John A. Simpson, 2 for Trey Trice, 2 for Dominique Gooch, and Ryan Jones has 4. Nobody with more than 2 fouls. That's a look at the shooting, and we've got Mr. Phil Dye here to give you all the team stats. Again, from Game Day's Team Sports, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air.
Well, Brian, Siegel pretty much controlling everything. Shooting 10 for 22 for 45% from the field, 3 for 7 from three-point range, 20 rebounds, which is really dominating on Tullahoma right now. Tullahoma only has 9 rebounds and shooting 7 of 26 from the floor for 27%. Only 3 of 14 from long range. Free throw shooting, Tullahoma only been to the line twice, 1 of 2 for 50%. Siegel 9 of 12, 75%. And the telltale of this game is its sloppiness. Tullahoma with 11 turnovers, Siegel with 15.
Well, that's a look at all of your stats from Game Day's Team Sports, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air. The second half brought to you by Jones Car Wash, proud to support all student athletes here in Rutherford County, located on Memorial across from O'Charley's. Jones Car Wash offers full service and exterior car wash services. Each wash includes wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. They also offer Rain-X, foam wax, tire shine, underbody wash, and air freshener, which requires no additional time. Better service, better wash, right price. Give Jones Car Wash a try next time you decide to wash your car on Memorial across from O'Charley's. Riverdale girls, Oakland girls, Columbia, and Blackman girls all winners last night. On Monday from Oakland, it's Riverdale versus Oakland in the region semifinals, the first game. That's followed by Columbia and Blackman all Monday night. As the tournament, 4AAA tournament, moves to Oakland, we'll broadcast that beginning at 5:45 on Monday. Siegel basketball to start this second half as they lead 32-18. Give you the lineup here in a second. Jones misses the shot, tipped up by Damian Clark, and it is no good. Clark almost stole it away in the backcourt, and he does. Wide open underneath, Charles Clark. What a steal. What effort there by Damian Clark.
Just the defensive intensity once again. Siegel not giving up anything in the backcourt. Comes away with steal and the easy basket.
Starting lineup is the same as in the first half. Burton, Clark, Clark, Gooch, and Jones. For Tullahoma, Fishback at the foul line. Misses the shot. Gooch picks it up. Pulls it down.
Pretty easy look there for Tullahoma. If they're going to get back in the game, they got to hit those.
Burton, the three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound. Tullahoma. London has it with the outlet pass to Williams. We played a minute here in the third. Pass over, left wing. Hill with the three, dings off the front of the rim. Rebound, Gooch has it. Bounces it up to Jones. Jones underneath to Damian Clark. Got it from the right block.
Nice assist from Jones again. Once again, just hitting the slasher going through the middle.
36-18, your score. As the Wildcats are in trouble. Three ball, long, no good by Hickerson, and they're going to call a foul on the rebound on London, I believe. And if that is indeed the case, that's probably 3 on him.
It is on London, going over the back, trying to get the rebound, unsuccessful, and I think he'll take a seat.
That is his third foul, and they certainly need him in there, especially his rebound presence, and he's not a happy camper.
No, he's not. Sitting on the end of the bench in a pouting mode.
Walking it up the floor. Now Jones picks up a trot as he crosses the timeline. To Burton, using a pick, driving baseline, fires it up, no good. Ball tipped right into the hands of Dominique Gooch, and he made him pay, flips it in there. Siegel didn't get back on defense this time, and Zane Price gets his first basket.
First time Tullahoma's beaten Siegel back on defense.
Jones backs it way out here now to Damian Clark. Left wing, foul line, gliding in. Gooch off the front of the rim, missed, but then he tipped it in. I don't see how he got that tip in.
I don't either, but somehow he reached up and
Now Tullahoma almost turned it over. Hickerson trying to go between the legs, and Jones was there. They feed down low. Cutting through is Fishback, and he lost the ball out of bounds. Don't know if it's off him or off Siegel. I couldn't see.
Looks like it's going to stay Tullahoma ball.
Tullahoma basketball right underneath their goal. Nope, back on the far baseline is where they'll inbound. And they do trigger it in. Williams between the circles. Now passes here near side to Hill.
Being down 20 points, they seem in no hurry here.
Price for three. It is an air ball. It goes out of bounds and will be Siegel basketball with 5:14 left in the third. 40-20, Siegel Stars leading.
That ball literally hitting nothing but the bottom of the net.
But in the way that it doesn't count.
Yes, it didn't go through the hole first. It was just that short.
Underneath, Trice turn spins. Missed it, but guess who's there to put it back? Damian Clark, 11 points tonight.
Three putbacks already in the third quarter for Siegel, and they continue to dominate the boards.
Williams backs up, puts up the long three, and Trice is going to foul him. I don't know if they're going to count it as a three. He's on the line. They're only going to give him two free throws, which is the right call. Foul is on Trice. That is his first. And at the charity stripe stands Van Williams. Shot no good. Another one upcoming for Williams. Shot it and got it.
Only the fourth shot from the free throw line for Tullahoma. They are 2-for-4, but just not getting there enough.
4:40 to go in the third, 42-21. Charles Clark, make that Damian Clark underneath, is going to be pushed. He was about to lay it in the hole, and that's all Tullahoma could do was to foul him, and that was Fishback. That second foul on Fishback. They have a little bit of foul trouble creeping in here, too, and they're not very deep. Damian Clark. The first toss is good at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Fans Heating and Air has built their business on complete and total customer satisfaction since 1966. Second freebie up and good. Damian Clark with a 13-point night going so far. Hickerson, pass up left wing to Hill. Now deeper in the corner, Williams backs it back out. Now hands it off to Hickerson, who drives the lane. It's no good. Siegel, careless with the ball, tipped it away underneath. They're going to call a foul, thank goodness, because I think Hickerson might have come down on Charles Clark. Charles gets up a little gimpy, but he's going to be all right.
May have banged the shoulder when he hit the floor right there. As we said, Tullahoma going back to the line, though, and that's what they're going to have to do, score while the clock is stopped right now.
That is the third foul on Charles Clark. Free throw is good for Hickerson. 8 points for him, 9 points for Van Williams to lead the way. Their stud, Tyler Fishback, only 2 points so far in this game.
He has been shut down inside and just not getting good looks.
Second toss good for Hickerson. Your new score, 44-23, Siegel. Jones right up here on the near sideline to Burton, the three a little long. Rebound, Clark. To Damian Clark, high off the glass. This has been the Damian Clark Show tonight.
Once again, the rebound and putback.
Fishback passes up the floor. They lose it out of bounds. Turnovers have been their problem tonight, too.
Well, both teams, actually, Siegel has more turnovers. 16 for Siegel, only 13. If you want to say only 13 for Tullahoma. But the Tullahoma turnovers have been costly as Siegel capitalizes and scores.
46-23, 3:45 here in the third. Driving right side, going up is Dominique Gooch, and he has it tipped away, swatted away. It was actually Tay Martin. Now a long pass up to Tay. He's going to slam it, try it. He couldn't do it. And
I think he is going to get the wrath of the crowd here.
Tullahoma crowd, at least.
Well, I think the Siegel student section is going to drag on him a little bit here, too. He actually almost hit the bottom of the rim trying to get that in.
46-23. Here on the right side, Price. Price drives, floats one up there. It's no good. Rebound, Dominique Gooch. Gooch up the floor to Charles Clark. Gooch at the foul line, tries to feed it down low to Damian Clark. Tipped away. Coming here down the near side, Hickerson. Hickerson to Fishback, fakes, throws it away. Now Martin, coming down the near sideline, bounce pass to Charles Clark, gives it back up to Martin, tries the lay-in, won't fall, but Jones with the tip in. And we have a break here, a 30-second timeout, which we will keep right here. And a word from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught.
From residential, commercial, farms to land, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com.
We'll tag on another 30-second break back at the station as you listen to State Farm 4AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS.
This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Sailor Concepts, and just wanted to say congratulations to all of our great athletes in Rutherford County, both boys and girls basketball teams. We've got a lot of wonderful athletes out there with great sportsmanship, and congratulations to all them and their fine coaches. Sprint by Cellular Concepts, with three great locations, the corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Back into State Farm for AAA Region Tournament action. Here from Siegel High School, Phil Dye. Now here's Brian Barrett.
All right, Philip, thank you so much. 2 minutes, 40 seconds left here in the third. Fishback fires up the three, and it's good. Fishback from three-point land. Ryan Jones tries the feed inside. It's thrown away. Another three. This one up and good by Hickerson. So back-to-back threes. Tullahoma may not be done just yet.
6 points in about 10 seconds there. That'll get you back in a game quick.
48-29. 2:13 to go. Jones over to Clark. Charles Clark at the left wing. Long pass, almost thrown away. Gooch gives it up to Damian Clark, who's fouled going up, and they're going to call that on Hickerson.
Siegel with a 19-point lead, and it's just hard to imagine anyone being up by that amount with 18 turnovers here in the third quarter.
Clark shot it and got it. Fans Heating and Air free throw for Damian Clark. Fans Heating and Air offering the finest products and services at 893-7930. Lead back at 20 for Siegel. Could be 21 with this free throw from big number 50. It's up and good. Damian Clark with 17 tonight.
Since you jinxed it early from the free throw line, Brian, Siegel has not missed again, hitting their last 12 attempts.
Fish back to Hickerson. Fadeaway jumper, no good. And out of bounds off of Tullahoma. Now he changes his mind, and he made the right call. Reason he changed his mind, I think he just pointed the wrong way. Inbounds, and the three ball up left wing by Justin Hill. That's his first basket. Now if they get warm, this could get interesting. 50-32. Clark driving, trying the little alley-oop shot, won't go. Tipped up, tipped out of bounds, and last touch by Tullahoma. Good job there by Damian Clark. Hickerson tipped it out. He was the last to touch it.
Tullahoma definitely not shy about shooting the three ball, and if they start hitting them, it could get interesting. You are correct.
Inbounds to Damian Clark, and he's fouled and going back to the foul line. So Tullahoma has resigned themselves to fouling now instead of giving Damian Clark his way in the lane.
Well, he has not disappointed the Siegel Nation from the free throw line tonight as he steps up here again.
First toss is good by Damian Clark. 18 from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Second one is good. 19 points for Damian Clark.
Having a great night all around.
Minute 28 to go. Third quarter of play. Hill in the backcourt. Hill, the lob up to Hickerson. Hickerson backs it out. He stepped out of bounds. The official didn't see it.
I don't know how he didn't see it. He almost stepped on his shoe.
He was right there in front of him. Hickerson underneath, feeds it down low. Now back out to Hill. Looks over the three. Can't take it. Fishback will. And it bounces off the rim. Won't fall. Charles Clark with the rebound. 1 minute to go. Clark in the corner to Burton. He's open for three, and it's a little short. Rebound, Price, and they tie it up. Going to be Tullahoma basketball on the alternate possession arrow. John A. Simpson coming in for the Siegel Stars. Simpson in for Damian Clark to give him a breather.
Tullahoma really needs to get something going the last couple possessions here in the third.
Hickerson feeds off into the corner to Hill. Hill driving. Goes in, left block, no good. Rebound Simpson to Burton with 32 seconds. Now a reaching foul on Burton, who has some of the most awkward facial expressions whenever he is spun around, fouled, or otherwise touched in an inappropriate manner on the basketball court.
He seems intense, though, and that's what's important. I thought he was going to take a seat, but he is going to stay in the game.
It's Gooch who triggers it in to Charles Clark, who walks over the timeline, stands there. Now Jones comes back out with 20 seconds. And Tullahoma playing like they're up by 20 instead of trailing by 20. Jones goes to work with 13 seconds. To Charles Clark, turning, spinning. Ryan Jones doesn't come to get it. It's Gooch. Gooch fires up the three off the back of the rim. Rebound Simpson. Fires it up with the left hand. No good. Jones can't get a shot off, and that's the end of three quarters of play. With your score, Siegel 52, Tullahoma 32, as you listen to State Farm for AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. We do estate appraisals. We also do regular insurance replacement appraisals if you just need an idea of what something's worth. Be glad to help you out. Keeping it still in the family, Dad's here doing watch repair. He does anything from the simple battery installation to the more complicated get Granddad's watch overhauled and looking good. Right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's restaurant.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help you simplify and get you to a better state. By handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, 890-0850.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we welcome you to Siegel High School, joining you live here for the fourth quarter. And it's 52-32 Siegel in the lane. Gooch misses the shot, tipped around. Gooch tips it around again. And now here come the Tullahoma Wildcats, who are trailing 52-32. We'll get you caught up in a second. Fishback loses it out of bounds and stolen away by John A. Simpson. Charles Clark up the floor to Jones. Jones drives, turns, spins, gives it over to Gooch from the right block. Dominique Gooch with 8 points now here on the night. Siegel being led by Damian Clark's 19 this evening, and a dominating performance by the Stars, up 54-32. Speaking of dominating performances, the Raiders had one this afternoon as well, 87-46. Fishback drives, no shot. It's going to be a foul on Simpson, which gives us a chance to kind of update things. As you listen back to this broadcast, after the game, we'll have the complete full broadcast. Now that you're joining us live, we will have the replay as soon as this game is over and we get into our post-game show, so you'll hear this game in its entirety, Siegel fans. Ball tipped around after the missed shot by Tullahoma, and Siegel with the ball to Ryan Jones, left wing. Feeds it off to Charles Clark. The three ball, good. Charles Clark has 13. It's been the Clark and Clark show here tonight, Phil Dye.
Yes, it has. And Siegel just starting to pull away right now. Tullahoma looking very disinterested and not any sense of urgency at all.
It's going to be Tullahoma basketball right in front of their bench. Hopefully we'll have lots of good finals to pass along here in a few. Now Tullahoma's thrown it away again. That's been another bugaboo for them tonight. Siegel's had their share. Burton drives the lane, goes baseline from the left side, and Burton with the underhanded shot.
And that's just way too easy when you're down this much.
Playing some backyard ball here. Three from the left wing by Tullahoma's Williams. No good. Rebound in the lane. Put up by Hill. It is no good. Coming down the near sideline, Ryan Jones. Stutter steps. Slides in baseline. They're not going to count the shot. He was fouled before the shot.
Well, I think he was fouled about three times as he came speeding by our table here, and they finally blew the whistle right before he put it up.
Blackman boys going to be a winner and move on. They're up big. I'll get that final to you here in the postgame show. Shot up in the corner by Siegel. No good. Now down the floor, and just Price with not a very good pass. Burton steals it away. Now pulls up for the long distance three. It is no good. Rebound Fishback. And this is definitely Church League stuff now. Hickerson with the layup on the other end. Hickerson's got 14. And now we've got a one-minute break here on WGNS State Farm for AAA Tournament Basketball from WGNS.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we are back as Siegel inbounds the basketball. Jones comes up the floor, stops at the foul line, shoots, and scores. And absolutely no defense being played right now.
None at all. Tullahoma is ready to head back south, it looks like.
They have given up on this one tonight. Three-pointer up. It's no good by Hickerson. Rebound Fishback. Fishback gives it over to Hickerson. Baseline jumper won't go. Tipped up, tipped around. Damian Clark, John A. Simpson now finally comes down with it to Ryan Jones. Bounce pass deep in the corner. Charles Clark, 4-3. He buried it.
I did not even see him head to the corner. I thought that pass was going straight out of bounds. Clark somehow got to it, put it up for three.
16 points for Charles Clark. 64-34, 30-point lead for the Siegel Stars, who are going to survive and advance. Blackman advancing as well. And Simpson, did he take a charge? They're going to count the basket, and he is going to pick up the foul, unfortunately.
Looked like he had pretty good position there, but I guess the ref just saw it a little different way.
That fall to the floor was a 3.4 on the Richter scale by John A. Simpson. That's what you felt.
Maybe a 3.3, which matches his number.
He's a big dude, 6'5".
Maybe he should put a point between those threes right there.
Williams with the plus one. It's good. 64-37. 4:39 to play in the game. Clark feeds down low to Stewart. Stewart turns, spins.
Like he
walked. In the game. Yep, that's the call. T.J. Stewart, sophomore, in the game for the first time tonight. And I think that's all the subs we've got for you. Tullahoma did sub as well. They haven't gone very deep down the bench. They have played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 kids tonight. Hickerson feeds off left side to Hill and misses this totally. It's going to be Siegel basketball.
They keep throwing the threes up and hitting absolutely nothing but air with it.
And Stewart up the floor. Gives it up in the corner to Damian Clark. The three rattles will not fall. 77-35. The Blackman boys a winner over Lawrence County. 77-35. Three-pointer by Hill, no good. Actually blocked by Siegel. Here's Clark down the floor, stops at the foul line. To Simpson cutting through on the far block. It's good.
Stoppage in play here. Basketball goes up in the stands.
And let's see. We've got Clark and Gooch going out.
Jones.
Charles Clark.
Ryan Jones came in, and Trice, I believe.
Yep, Trey Trice in there as well. 66-37, Siegel at the foul line. Hickerson now back out in the corner to Williams around the horn. Driving through Fishback, and there's going to be blocking foul.
Not another block.
Called on Trice. Haven't gotten that player control foul called tonight. Trice picks up his second, fifth team foul, but Fishback was shooting. This one's good.
Looks like the Oakland boys are leading 49-45 with 48 seconds left. Try to get a final on that.
This one is good as well. Hit them both. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 30-second break for us. As you listen to State Farm for AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS. Laverna.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. And go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos. Tuesdays are tacos. And Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at Okay, Jose.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine. In the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
Okay, Jose.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
Whisper in the coach's ear. Front end of the one and one, no good. So no points from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Hickerson close to carrying the ball. Dishes off in the corner. Three from Hill is no good. And a foul on the far side called on Siegel's Trey Trice.
They've now missed their last 8 3-point attempts. And it just doesn't seem like anything's going to drop for them right now. Trailing by 27.
Edwin Roberts comes into the game along with Martin and McGee. So Siegel has gone fairly deep into the bench with the exception of Jones with 3:20 to go and a comfortable 66-39 lead. Three by Hickerson is no good from the far side. Rebound, Siegel Stars. McGee in the corner flips it back out to Stewart. Drives, foul line jumper, in and out and back in. Fell through. Stewart with the shooter's touch there, 68-39. Under 3 minutes to go in the game. Going to be a Siegel win. Blackman's already a winner as well, easily tonight over Lawrence County, 77-35. Three up, no good by Hickerson. Rebound. Here's Jones. Jones feeds off, gets it back, now fires it up from the left block. It's no good.
Well, we said earlier if Tullahoma could hit the three ball, they might could get back in it. They have not been able to find one lately.
Three up by Williams, no good. Now Fishback brings it out. Siegel content to let him shoot, bricks that one. Now putting it up from the left block is Joseph London, and his crowd, his fans, go wild.
He does have fan support here tonight.
Apparently so. We've got substitution in the game. Are they going to let him in? I believe so. Trey Trice, well, he was already in there. I'm not sure why they blew that whistle.
Not sure either.
Martin in the corner to Edwin Roberts. Fires up the three. It is no good. A little long, and now McGee over the back. Could have done without that.
And we'll go to the other end.
Yes.
And while we do that, I'll tell you that Prep Sports on WGNS tonight, brought to you in part by Murfreesboro Automotive on Richley Road, OK Jose Mexican Restaurant, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and State Farm agent Jenny Allman.
Oakland boys are a winner as well at Franklin County on the road, 51-45. So Blackman and Oakland will play the first round of the region tournament on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock.
That could match up very well. Oakland gave them a good game last week.
Siegel going to be a winner as well. Second toss is good.
2 minutes to go here, Brian.
Trice underneath to Roberts, turns and spins and flips it back out to Tay Martin. Tay to Trice, he comes back to retrieve it, running the point now. And there's going to be,
they kicked,
yep. Not sure that that was the case. Also, Memphis White Station was upset tonight by Germantown, so.
Wow, that's a big upset.
White Station will not be making a trip here to the Murphy Center. Feed underneath to Roberts. Roberts is going to be hacked with a minute 45 to go. And Siegel up 68-43.
White Station, one of the favorites in the state to come here from the Memphis area, and they have beaten some people pretty big this year, so that could bode well for the area teams.
Hope so. Hopefully we'll get some area teams in there. Siegel going to be one of those battling for a spot in the region finals as they have this game well under control.
It looks like we've got three out of four for sure, and if Laverne can hang on, could make it a clean sweep for Rutherford County.
Roberts shot it, and off the front of the rim. Roberts will have another. Edwin Roberts, the junior, looking to get into the scorebook tonight. Shot it. And missed it at the fans heating and air free throw line. But the tip in there by Tay Martin. Nobody blocked him out, and Tay gets his first basket of the night.
They've had at least 10 or 12 putbacks just like that tonight.
Leaning in, now the pass over to Fishback from Henderson. Baseline jumper is good. Fishback has 9 points. Stewart, the long pass up, and two Tullahoma players collide, and this is ugly.
They are both down, and one, oh, this is ugly. One of the players holding his head. I can't tell who it is.
That's Fishback, and what you heard was him hitting his head on the floor.
And that's Justin Hill, the other player. He is getting up. Fishback is still down, and he is writhing in pain right now. Trainer's out.
It was a collision between two Tullahoma players there. And so they're going to give him some space, and he's going to have to clear the cobwebs, and so will Hill. I think Hill is in much better shape than Fishback, and Fishback's going to get to sit for a while because this is concussion-like.
Yeah, it looks bad right now. They're being very careful with him.
They're asking him who the president is and all of those good things, but
Justin Hill standing up, still bent over, but Fishback still on the floor with the trainers out working on him.
Gives us the time to take.
He is laughing now, and looks like he's going to get up, though. So that's good news.
It happens every time that I decide that I'm going to take a timeout. They suddenly are healed. But I would say Fishback is probably done. I know he's going to have to come out. The official is going to make him come out, and I doubt he'll come back in. At least he's still
Not a good way to end your career, that's for sure.
No, Fishback is a senior and a talented young man. Siegel's just done a very good job on him tonight. And there was no foul called because it was two Tullahoma players who went after the loose ball and collided. And that was Fishback who hit his head on the floor, and Justin Hill kind of got tangled up with it.
Looks like we've got the floor wiped up, and we'll be back to playing ball.
And it is a final, Laverne 65, Lincoln County 64. Laverne a winner, 65-64, so it's going to be an all Rutherford County Region 4 AAA boys tournament. Three ball, fired up, no good.
Oh!
Dickerson went down hard there, too. Long pass up, stolen away. This game better get over quick, or you and I may get hurt. Hickerson weaving in and out of traffic.
They are.
And double dribble is the call.
They are keeping it on the floor right now. If any of those bodies come flying over here, we are in trouble.
MTCS a winner 69-55 over McEwen, 69-55. MTCS a winner. They move on to the semis. Eagle Bowl a winner, 66-48 over Joe Burns. This game, the last one to get a final on here. Roberts drives, goes in. They're going to call an offensive foul.
Of course they are.
How about that? Edwin Roberts picks up the foul. A minute to go in this one, 70-45. Siegel is going to win over Tullahoma. It's been a good day. All Rutherford County winners in all the boys' games tonight, a sweep. The Lady Raiders win 74-53. And the Raider men annihilate UL Monroe, 87-46. Three-pointer by Hill from the right wing is good. Now they've stolen the ball. Three put up by Hickerson left side, no good. And here comes the Siegel Stars with 40 seconds.
Both Stewart. Teams, Brian, have shot the ball 58 times tonight.
Stewart pulls up in the lane, no good. Rebound, Price. Price walks it down, now flips it over to Hickerson. Hickerson fakes left, goes right, now in the corner. Williams for three, it dings off the rim. Rebound put back is up and good by Dalton Cox, his first basket tonight. 16 with 15 seconds. Back out front to Stewart with 10, with 9, with 8, and that's going to be your final, it looks like. Nope, Tullahoma's going to steal the ball. Hickerson going to go up with 3 seconds, try the dunk. It's no good. Now Stewart going to hold on to the ball. That was classy, Tullahoma. Good grief. 70-50.
Just a good way to end this sloppiness that we've had here tonight at Siegel Gym.
That's the truth. 70-50. Siegel a winner. And Siegel will play Laverne for a right to play in the region finals at Siegel and Laverne coming up on Tuesday night. We'll jump into the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show after we take this 2-minute break here on WGNS as you listen to State Farm coverage of Region 4 AAA basketball on WGNS.
This is Ben Weatherford. First Bank understands the importance of sound financial planning and investing. First Bank provides access to the full range of professional services of Invest Financial Corporation. Whether you're saving for retirement, college tuition, or other expenses, a registered representative of Invest can help you make investment choices that will help you achieve your goals. I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We've all had to wait, whether it's on the phone or at an appointment. As a business, why not turn that into a more enjoyable experience? Intersource is your trusted source for patients or clients' entertainment. Give us a call today at 815-1800 and let one of our entertainment consultants help your company create an unbelievable experience for both you and your customers by providing DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, Charter, or RingCentral. That's Intersource at 815-1800. And remember, if you want the best, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
It's time for Blue Raider Baseball, and Lightning's Locker Room is ready to update your Middle Tennessee baseball gear. Lightning's Locker Room has new Nike tees, new era brand on-the-field flat bill hats, just like the players wear, and the new white Sunday hats. Don't miss your chance to be one of the first to wear the new Blue Raider gear. Visit Lightning's Locker Room off-campus location, 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. They're also open at the stadium Fridays and game days. Lightning's Locker Room.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. Next on WGNS Primetime Sports and online at goprimetimesports.com, it's the Prentice Olsen Heating and Air Postgame Show. A recap of tonight's game presented by Prentice Olsen Heating and Air. When it comes to the installation and service of a heating and cooling system for homes and businesses, people know they can rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Olsen Heating and Air Conditioning to take care of them. Call today at 890-1311 to find a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs. Online at PrenticeAlsen.com. Now, back to the WGNS Primetime Sports Team, standing by live for the Prentice Olsen Heating and Air Postgame Show.
We have all good news to bring to you here on the first round of boys basketball State Farm 4AAA tournament coverage from WGNS. Blackman, Oakland, Laverne, Siegel, MTCS, and Eagleville, all winners tonight.
Clean sweep for Rutherford County.
How about that? And only one close game, Laverne 65, Lincoln County 64, and Lincoln County missed a wide open layup to win the game at the end.
Wow.
And the time expired. Laverne comes away with the 65-64 win, which pits them against Siegel on Tuesday night at 7:45. Blackman and Oakland will play in the first game at 6 o'clock. The winners will advance to the region finals and to the sub-state. Monday night in girls, it's Riverdale versus Oakland at 6 and Columbia versus Blackman at 7:30. That is a preview of what's coming up in the Region 4 AAA tournament. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Blackman 77, Lawrence County 35. Oakland 51-45 winners over Franklin County. Laverne 65, Lincoln County 64. Siegel 70, Tullahoma 50. It was MTCS a winner over McEwen 69-55. Eagleville 66, Joe Burns 48. And earlier today, the Middle Men over Louisiana Monroe, 87-46. The Lady Raiders beat UL Monroe, 74-53. That's a look at all of the scores on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And it's time to jump into our Loveless Fine Photography Players of the Game. That's where we're going. Loveless Fine Photography, the official senior photographer for Riverdale, Blackman, Siegel, Eagleville, and Middle Tennessee Christian School. See and order sports team photos for those schools online at lovelessphotography.com on Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland, 890-1558.
I think for Siegel, it's no question about it. Tonight, Damian Clark had just one whale of a game. Both sides of the ball, he scored well. He rebounded with great efficiency and defensive presence. He just had an all-around great game.
You know, and I think you're absolutely right with that. No question about it. But Charles Clark has got to get a nod because he had 16 points tonight, and he laid in two big threes in the fourth quarter as things kind of got out of hand. But that's when I said it was the Clark and Clark show. But Damian Clark, from start to finish, was the man, so there's no doubting that.
This was his night tonight.
Here is the, I guess, Midas of Murfreesboro shift of the game. It was the 14-0 start that Siegel had to begin this ball game. That really set the tone for this game. It was, you know, Tullahoma was never in it.
I think you could consider the shift of the game the opening tip. And as you remember, the ref actually had to throw it up twice. He threw it to himself the first time. When he threw it up the next time, it was all Siegel.
Yeah, and from that point on, the Stars never looked back and raced out to a 70-50 win tonight. Midas, your one-stop shop for brakes, oil change, and all of your auto repair needs on Broad near Northfield. Trust the Midas touch. You've got to look at all the team stats here, and Mr. Phil Dye, why don't you lay them on us?
I can do that for you. Tullahoma tonight ended up shooting 61 times from the floor, only connecting 16 times, 26% from the floor for Tullahoma. Over half those shots were taken from three-point range, where they were 7 for 34, only 21% from long range for Tullahoma, and that really killed them in the end. If they could have hit some of those, they might have gotten back in the game. Don't think they would have won, but it could have made it a little closer. Rebounding, Tullahoma had 22 total rebounds tonight. From the free throw line, went 9 for 11. There was one of their one bright spots, 82% from the free throw line, but 18 turnovers cost them as Siegel took the ball every time it seemed like they turned it over. Siegel turned it into points. On Siegel's side, they went 25 for 59, 42% tonight, 5 for 18 from long range with 28%, 39 rebounds for the game, out-rebounding Tullahoma by 17. From the free throw line, pretty good night, 71% on 15 for 21 shooting, but something that they're going to have to control going into the second round of the region tournament, the sloppiness of play. 22 turnovers tonight against a Tullahoma team that really didn't put a whole lot of pressure on.
All right, Phil, I want to say thanks again as I'll update everyone on the shooting stats, but thanks for joining me again tonight and last night. It's always a pleasure, and we will see you down the road and every Saturday at 1, except this coming Saturday.
I guess so.
We got lots of basketball, tournament time.
Lots of basketball coming up, Brian. I appreciate you having me on. I've enjoyed being here. Thank you.
Absolutely. Phil Dye of the Dye's Cast joining us here at Siegel. Here are the rest of your stats from game day's team sports, winners, trophies, and fans heating and air. Damian Clark with 19 tonight. Charles Clark with 16 to lead the way for the Stars. Others scoring, Aiden Burton with 7. Also 2 points for Tay Martin. TJ Stewart with 2. 6 points for John Simpson. 2 points for Trey Trice, and 8 apiece for Dominique Gooch and Ryan Jones. For the Tullahoma Wildcats, 14 points, Markel Hickerson. 9 points for Tyler Fishback. 8 points for Justin Hill. 2 for Cox and London. 12 for Van Williams and 2 for Zane Price. That's a look at all of your scoring and stats from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Day's Team Sports. Again, on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, Blackman, Oakland, Laverne, Siegel, MTCS, and Eagleville, all winners tonight. MTSU and the Lady Raiders, all winners, all good news to pass along to you this evening here on our coverage of State Farm for AAA tournament action. Coming up next for us, we will be on Monday night at Oakland for the girls' semifinals, Riverdale versus Oakland at 6. It's Columbia versus Blackman at 7:40, make that 7:30, 7:40, somewhere in there. All of that on Monday night. Boys will play on Tuesday. Girls' championship Wednesday. Boys on Thursday. Catch up with all of the tournament brackets and news online at GoPrimetimeSports.com. Just click on the InterSource Tournament Central icon. For Phil Dye, I'm Brian Barrett saying thanks for joining us here on WGNS. That's going to do it for our rebroadcast. Stay tuned. We'll have a little more information coming up next on WGNS.
Toots. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Each year, Toots Restaurants supports the Lady Raiders and the MTSU Blue Raiders basketball programs. If the Blue Raiders or Lady Raiders score 100 points, bring your ticket stub in for free wings at Toots. You can bring the whole family in and eat very reasonably at any of our 3 locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun.
If the Blue Raiders or Lady Raiders score 100 points, bring your ticket stub.